Hello everyone, Wilhelm here. No, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to Winning the Game. Wilhelm Hust here with more insights about the nature of being human. I shared in the last episode about an insight that created so many aha moments from our participants, I got surprised. And I'm not often surprised because I've been teaching what I teach for a long time and I know what we teach is transformative a lot of the time. But the simple notion that any human beings live inside a thought-created reality. Your thinking is describing the world to you. You don't see the world as it is. You have filters, you have perspectives, you've got frames, and your thinking is creating your experience moment by moment. So everything you feel moment to moment reflects your thinking. And I'll repeat the statement from the past episode and then we'll build further. Human beings' feelings, and 100% of the feelings a human being have, comes from their thinking, 100% of the time. So 100% of your feeling is coming from your thinking, 100% of the time. And that, by the way, goes for 100% of all human beings. We're all the same. We're not saying that circumstances don't matter. We're not saying you should feel happy regardless. We're not saying that some feelings are better than other feelings. But whenever you feel anything, your thinking is involved. And there's nothing else going on inside the systems of feelings than they mirror the quality of your thinking moment to moment. So when a human being wakes up to this, it's all an inside-out experience. How you feel arises within you. And yes, there are circumstances, yes, there are triggers in life, but it's the thought-created reactions to those triggers that makes us feel, not the triggers themselves. When you get there, you're so in touch with, wow, if all is happening inside of me, I'm free to choose what I focus on. I'm free to choose on how to relate to my thinking. I get curious. And the most interesting thought about thinking to me is that a thought doesn't last long unless we feed it with more energy. This is my unscientific experience of this. If I let the thought be, it's a 3-4 second event. Oh, what's for lunch today? Oh, am I picking up the dog today? Oh, no, good. Okay, see, what's the next call here? Oh no, a new mail come in. Oh, by the way, who called me? Do I know this person? Wonder if it's time for a coffee break. Okay, back to focus on preparing the meeting. Was it me picking up the dog? Thoughts come and go and they don't last long. So if you let a thought be, it lets you be. And a new thought comes into the system. That's how we're created. And if we cling to certain kinds of thoughts and recycle them, feelings grow and grow and grow and grow on us. But if we let thoughts be, they leave us and a new thought come in and they carry a new feeling. You can experiment with this. Don't feed your reactive thoughts which create the feeling you don't want. Be with it. Let it be and notice that very soon your mind is focusing on something else and you feel differently. That's all for today. Thanks for listening and I'll see you in the next episode.